Not a big fan of giving a bunch of numbers on the radio because, well, it can be a little confusing. Yet I press on because I think it's worth seeing President Trump's point of view when it comes to NATO. Not because I'm a Trump cheerleader, but because Trump's right about NATO. He started off his time with our North Atlantic Treaty Organization friends by criticizing member nation Germany for not spending enough of its money on our mutual defense.
We're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate. And the former chancellor of Germany is the head of the pipeline company that's supplying the gas.
Yeah, even though Germany has not met the NATO goal of spending 2% of their gross domestic product on military expenditures, they're spending billions of dollars on a pipeline that'll deliver millions of gallons of petroleum to their doorstep from the country that NATO was set up to defend against, Russia. In fact, since that 2% goal was set back in 2014, only five NATO countries have met it. Six of the top 10 largest economies in the world are members of NATO. Yet of that group, only the U.S. and the U.K. have met the goal. The tiny country of Estonia, the world's 103rd largest economy, met the 2% goal. Meanwhile, Germany spends a little over 1%, despite being the world's fourth largest economy and Europe's largest. Greece, even with all its economic problems, does a better job contributing to NATO. So whether you have to tell yourself a stop clock is right twice a day or something about enough monkeys with typewriters eventually cranking out a novel or whatever, you have to admit Donald Trump's right on this one. And I, for one, appreciate him standing up for American taxpayers. Now, if I could just convince him that he's screwing American taxpayers with those ridiculous tariffs of his.